US report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley. Coronavirus, back to work.
Well, yes, and no sense planning any vacations to New York. Couldn't do anything anyway.
Yes.
It's shut down.
That's it.
It's true. If you look at a map of the U.S. and you look at the states that are moving forward with getting back to work, those that are continuing to be locked down, it looks like the election map. I was looking at it earlier today. Blue states ruled by Democrats choosing to stay in quarantine. Red states, Republican, getting back to work. And it's Democrats who are refusing to try to get the economy going, who are trying to say it's President Trump's fault.
That's it. See.
The economy is getting in so much.
Weaponize it for the election. They're amazing, that lot. They deserve to be thumped. Just tell us, though, this is a big story, the judge in the Michael Flynn case.
Well, it is a big story because he was done so wrong, and it's very clear, and an investigation proved it. And so the prosecutor said, drop the charges. The federal judge in the Michael Flynn case, with a record of liberal activist decisions, has surprised everyone, or some anyway. Judge Emmett Sullivan refused to drop the charges against General Michael Flynn, saying he wants to hear from anyone, which means activist groups and so forth, who have something to say about it. Friend of the court briefs he's going to allow against dropping the charges or for them. Now, the expectation was the judge would just succeed to the wishes of the Justice Department, of course, and drop the charges. It's also worth noting that during the process, 24 times, the same judge refused to allow supporters of General Flynn to file friend of the court briefs.
Astonishing.
It is outrageous.
And who says they aren't biased, eh? Who says they are? We're all meant to be biased, but no, the judges aren't. No. Oh, very independent and objective. It's a big story. Thanks, Harley.